Hey everybody, Sienna Cruz here, and welcome back to She Doesn't Break Woman's Mental Armor. Today, we're diving into something super important. Creating a safe space for emotional expression and release. Ever feel like you're holding all these emotions in like a pressure cooker about to explode? You know that feeling when your mind is racing, but the words just won't come out. Or maybe you push down feelings because you thought you shouldn't feel them. Listen, letting those emotions flow freely isn't about being dramatic or over the top. It's about creating a space where you can truly be yourself, vulnerable, raw, and authentic. And trust me, that's freaking powerful. Think of it like this. Holding onto suppressed emotions is like carrying around a heavy backpack. It weighs you down, affects your energy, and can even impact your physical well-being. So how do we build a safe space? It's all about self-awareness, intentional practices, and surrounding yourself with the right people. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Acknowledge your emotions. This might seem simple, but it's huge. The first step is recognizing what you're feeling: anger, sadness, joy, frustration, whatever it may be. Don't judge those emotions or try to push them away. Just acknowledge their presence and allow yourself to feel them fully. Remember, feelings are valid. 2. Journaling magic. Have you ever noticed how putting pen to paper can unlock a whole new level of clarity? Journaling is like having an intimate conversation with your inner self. Write down those thoughts and feelings, let it all out. This helps process emotions and gain valuable insights into yourself. 3. Mindful movement. Ever notice how exercise can lift your mood and release tension? That's because physical activity has a direct impact on our emotional well-being. Find something you enjoy: yoga, dancing, running, even just taking a brisk walk, and let that movement be your emotional outlet. 4. Build your tribe. Surround yourself with people who genuinely support you and create a space where vulnerability is celebrated. This could be friends, family, a therapist, or a support group. Sharing your experiences and feelings with trusted individuals can be incredibly liberating. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. 5. Self-compassion is key. Be kind to yourself. Just like you wouldn't judge a friend for feeling down, extend that same compassion to yourself. Everyone has bad days, makes mistakes, and experiences tough emotions. Forgive yourself, learn from your experiences, and keep moving forward. Imagine this. You're having a rough day, work was stressful, traffic was a nightmare, and you just feel overwhelmed. Instead of bottling it all up, you decide to create your safe space. You light a scented candle, put on some calming music, and journal about what's making you feel stressed. As you write, you realize that some of your worries are actually within your control and others are beyond your influence. This realization helps you feel calmer and more empowered. You take a deep breath, stretch your body, and decide to go for a walk in nature. The fresh air and sunshine lift your spirits. You call up a good friend and share your feelings. Just talking about it helps release some of the tension. By the end of the day, you feel like you've navigated the storm with grace and resilience. Remember, creating a safe space for emotional expression and release is an ongoing journey, not a destination. It's about learning to be more aware of your emotions, practicing self-compassion, and surrounding yourself with supportive people. You deserve to feel safe, seen, and heard. Embrace those feelings, let them flow, and watch how much stronger you become. So, what are you waiting for? Go create that safe space your mind, body, and soul will thank you. And remember to share this episode with anyone who needs a little reminder that it's okay to feel their feels. And don't forget to leave a review, it means the world to me. Until next time, stay strong, stay authentic, and keep breaking those mental barriers.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.